welcome to Delegations of Dreamers. I believe your name is Ulf Ironblood, is that right?
Where the fuck am I? Who the fuck are you? Where's Ren? Mordai?
I think I've heard that name before.
What the fuck did you do with them?
Didn't we interview him a bit ago?
What? Are either you bringing me back where I came from, or I'm taking this sword and I'm stabbing it through your chest right now.
You mean that sword with the godly connection?
I has been doing very good job at cutting.
Yes, well, unfortunately, I doubt it will do much here. This is the world of dreams and forgotten memories. We are simply figments of your dream.
I haven't slept in months. What kind of dreams could I have?
Maybe ones from being knocked unconscious.
What kind of things have you been cutting with that sword?
Demons, monsters, giant snakes with an orb of destruction within its mouth. I was in the process of killing a god, and I was pulled here right now.
Don't worry, we'll send you back soon.
We have heard about your dealings with the Unborn One. That is the god you're trying to slay, is it?
Aye, at least it's being presented as a god. I don't really care. For me, it's just another thing to whack.
And you believe it should be enough to just whack it?
So far, enough whacking has been very much enough to get the results I am used to.
Speaking of gods and whacking things, it seems like you are fond of fighting. If you were a god, would you say you would be a god of the fight?
I dunno if I would ever consider myself a god. I'm simply Ulf. I'm simply a dwarf.
You look a little different than a normal dwarf.
A bit tall for a dwarf.
When you make enough stupid decisions that always seem to work out, you have some changes happen to you. Although this one was not so much from stupid decisions as much as the gods understanding that we're their last hope, apparently.
Last hope to take down the Unborn One?
Aye. It's been a slog of a travel. Feels like several years, even though it was at most half a year.
Do you remember how your quest began?
I wouldn't call it a quest. I simply don't like it when the place I live in gets fucked around without me agreeing to it. Back in the day, I was stupid wee dwarf with blocked off memories, fresh off regaining my mind after having it taken control of by a bunch of snakes.
Why did they take control of your mind?
Before that, do we have at least any booze here? If we are going to chit-chat, I would much prefer to have the presence of some booze.
We'll have the kobolds bring you out some.
Aye. Right. What did they ask?
How come the snake people tried to control you?
Because they're bloodthirsty creatures that control anything that steps into their lairs. And I was dumb enough to dig into it.
So, what did they make you do?
Turn me axe against my own kin, my own blood. Until my clan was no more. I thought that was it, but they sent me on a rampage that has left me with a title of Kinslayer known by the few remaining dwarves of Thradheim.
How did you eventually break out of that?
Probably went too far away on my rampage from the one that was controlling me. I don't know, I don't understand this shite. Even when I did regain consciousness, I had enough of the magic in me to block off the memories and make me think that I was talking to me pa when I was talking with me a weapon.
That weapon that appears to be blessed by the gods.
Oh no, that weapon I was talking to was a mere axe. This knife is the result of us releasing a god primordial, yeah, that's the word. He gave each one of us a boon. I dumped a bunch of the magical equipment I had at the time, and he merged it into this blade. Realmguard, he called it.
And what about you? Do you keep the same name?
Ulf has always been Ulf.
I meant for your blade. My apologies.
Well, after having a second good blade taken from Redoom, I decided to dub me blades Butterknife 1 and 2.
You do seem to have a lot of weapons.
Aye. Sometimes slashing doesn't do enough, so I switch to bashing. I do what I can. A few times I've grappled and tossed enemies. At one point I recall I grabbed at some walking trees and shoved them in cracks of reality. Anything is a weapon when you're stubborn enough.
Looks like the kobolds are bringing you your ale.
Ah, a bit small, but it'll do.
I'm not 100% sure, because it seems to be only lingering remnants, but were you cursed by a fae and a goddess?
Aye, there was a bloke named... I believe Mordai called him the proprietor. I didn't interact with him too much. Apparently he randomly appeared and gave stuff for achieving something. I didn't like him for stopping time to do it. It was very weird. He got angry at me because of one of the things I've done. I was only trying to gather up water for Wilda's tea, but apparently it was quite flammable, and there was a portal to the Feywild.
Oh.
One thing led to another, and he appeared before me, covered in flames, and I became smarter.
You set fire to the Feywild?
Aye. I'll just add it to my growing list of horrible, horrible things I've done that will probably have me hated by someone. To be fair, the Queen of the Feywild was in a Dreadheim at the time, and she was a right cunt. But we've killed her eventually.
Rue, are you alright?
Yes. The Feywild from your world is much different from the one that I came from then. And the Queen of Oz was quite kind and generous. And also never really left the Feywild.
Then I do know who he was, but I don't have a habit of asking for details. She was puppeteering with a crown on her head. Puppeteering creatures made out of wooden flesh. It was disgusting.
Indeed.
As for the god, at one point I thought I found a solution to fix the mistake I've made of slaying my own kin, of wiping them from the existence of Dreadheim. But I was too blinded with my own desire to fix it and ended up under the subservience of a different god who shaped my mind in a way that made me forget what I did.
Forgetting what you've done might have been a blessing.
Ignorance is such a distasteful bliss.
What was the name of this god?
She's dead now, but I believe she, Rose? Rosemary?
Could it have been Rosaria?
I think that could be it. She didn't have any followings left alive, so if there's no followers, then there's no god.
Oh, it was a god of belief. One that is only formed by followers.
Well, you're asking me questions I don't know answers to. As far as I understood, that's how all gods worked.
That does seem accurate. I wouldn't say I've known gods, but I've known of gods who simply ceased to exist because their following was wiped out. On to a question that you might be able to answer. What happened to those curses?
I forced them to adopt to me desires. First they enhanced me capabilities, me fighting prowesses. Then the two gods that helped me ascend put their arms in as well. One turning me into the titan that you see right now. The other one, Shahati. She helped me by adjusting the curses a wee bit further. As such, I can now cast spells a bit, even when I'm in blind rage. Very useful at times.
And how do you go about meeting these gods, especially the ones that you seem to have pissed off enough to curse?
I don't come looking for them. I stumble upon them by accident. And through doing, as Mordai calls it, wolf moves. The Rosaria one was from the casket. The proprietor reacted to the Feywild. The other gods reacted because we saved one of their brethren. The one that made me the first knife.
The butter knife, right?
Aye. Almost got stolen by a fucking Redoom.
How'd that happen?
I didn't have enough time to reach the damn fucker. And he was fast. So I decided to try and throw me blind at him. I missed. He swiped it and tried to teleport away. But I think he pussied out after I shouted nay at him.
You do seem quite intimidating.
I would like to consider me so. One of the few things I should be good at.
What other things would you say that you're good at?
Drinking. Making things, I guess. The transformation into the Titan has allowed me to freely shape any metal as I wish.
Oh, maybe you could fix our sink.
Your what?
Never mind. We spoke to a friend of yours, Renarian Doral. She actually mentioned your ability to shape metal. Your last name is Ironblood, so do you have blood made of iron?
By this point, probably. I do have iron in me. I'm actually not sure how the fuck it works by this point. But it would be very nice if me blood was replaced with booze.
I think your kidneys would have an issue after a while, but who am I to tell a person how to go out?
I've survived dangerous encounters against creatures that can telepathically send me to lava. I don't think that kidneys are gonna be me problems.
I feel like if you replaced your blood with alcohol, after a while you would just not feel anything.
Make him an even better tank. He can't feel pain.
Aye. There's a saying in the dwarven traditions that humans drink alcohol to forget. Well, dwarves drink alcohol to remember. Booze has a very close connection to our kin.
Are dwarves normally forgetful?
It's not about being forgetful. It's about immortalizing something with the ritual of booze drinking.
Has alcohol ever made you remember something you weren't able to remember without it?
Well, not after drinking, but when I got the first curse of the proprietor that did unlock past memories. Instead of being a clan slayer, that's why I've been called a kinslayer.
So that's when you remember what the snake people made you do?
I made me afraid for a while about forgetting it again. I started writing a journal. Had to learn how to write and read from a good fellow back at Marqueth. But the journal was fucked around with by Rosaria as well, so even the written text wasn't trustworthy. So now I'm simply training myself to be more stubborn, so that I would not forget even if people try to make me.
It is a good practice to keep a journal. Would you like to tell us about your travel companions?
You've mentioned that you've already talked with Ren, So you know about her. Had a thing with a dragon at one point, but apparently grew out of it. Smart lass. We have Mordai, smart one. The one I usually await orders from. Then there's the child, Wilda. Although the child has grown to godhood of her own by this point, I suppose. From what I recall, she was forced to have two souls within her. It made her strong but sensitive to sound. At one point, the second soul was ripped out of her. That was very unsightly. But it did result in her regaining her humanity, let's say. Although considering the group she's working with, she's hardly a normal human, much like the rest of us.
This dragon that you mentioned, was it Apex?
I believe she mentioned that name, aye. What about him?
Oh, nothing. Apex just happens to be an old...
asshole.
...friend of ours.
Apex is a fucking asshole.
We completely agree on that one.
I'm starting to like you. Maybe we can drink at some point.
Maybe. Hey, so, I do want to ask.
Aye.
You seem to be a man of many talents and many fights, correct?
Well, I wouldn't say many talents, but many fights, definitely.
So tell me, what are some highlights from the fights that you've experienced?
I did mention about the walking trees and cracks of reality. That was kind of fun. We fought at least two or three dragons. Well, technically more if you count the abominations that were sent against us. One was made out of flesh and bone through necromancy. One was created through a pool of wishful magic. And there were these bipeds that had exposed brains. They got very angry, much like myself. And it was fun walking them. There was some spellcaster dragons. There were dragons with tentacles coming out of their maw. And they disabled magics. I had to use me curses and teleport up to them so that I could actually reach the fuckers, because they would never get down to the ground. Annoying fucks.
Dragons with tentacles. Ru, did you have something to do with this?
Why would I have anything to do with that? Dragons with tentacles are naturally occurring, or at least they were where I came from. Not very fun fellows, but... no, they have no redeeming qualities, so... good riddance to them, but...
Anyway, sorry to interrupt your story, Ulf.
All good, all good. Right. There was the protector of the god. I got mind-controlled, then I got tossed off into a lake of lava. And it did not understand how much it fucked up until I got behind it and would not die while it pierced me with tentacles again and again. There was the snake with the Orb of Destruction, followed by a six-armed ENT. She kept trying to provoke me, but by that point I've already accepted my mistakes and wasn't as gloomy about it.
What would be, say, your favorite?
The most satisfaction I've gotten was we at one point fought a lich. And the lich did a good job at holding me back. But at one point she slipped up and forgot about me while standing right in front of me. I got rid of at least two-thirds of her flesh at that point, whatever rotting bit she still had on her. The shriek she let out. Oh, that was satisfying. It warms me heart knowing that the undead fear me once they understand.
That was a good goal to have.
Aye.
Speaking of things fearing, is there anything that you are truly afraid of?
My party.
Oh? Care to elaborate as to why?
You're not going to interview the others, are you?
It's possible, but we don't always know who we're going to interview until we're actually pulling them.
Your secrets are safe with us, though.
Among the group of powerful creatures that we are, I know I'm the weakest one. I have durability. I have survivability. I have strength. I do not have the capabilities of the other three. If at any point I am to become their enemy, any one of them could quite easily defeat me.
You all seem to have several powerful boons from gods.
Aye.
What's your favorite boon that you've come across?
My first butter knife allows me to ignore walls.
Sorry, ignore what?
Walls.
Oh, walls. I heard something completely different.
Me being a titan also allows me to ignore earth as is. But walking through a wall is quite fun.
I would imagine that your strength alone would allow you to ignore walls.
Aye, but this lets me do it effortlessly. I've grabbed a fucking troll through the wall like it was nothing. That's fucking sick.
Yes, and probably quite surprising for the other person.
Aye, that was during the fight with the orcish transmuter fellow, and then he then tried to combine the two corpses into a stronger creature, but he didn't make him strong enough to pierce through stone and iron. So I was safe. It was a pathetic little attempt, all things considered.
So this unborn one must be quite powerful if all these other gods would give you such blessings to fight it.
It's been affecting me mind, all of our minds. It's in this bubble that sucks up your magical capabilities, and the faiths that are currently present are keeping it protected still.
It absorbs magic from anyone around it?
Aye, it sapped into me mind and hurt it. When I used me magical powers to lash back at it, I seemed to have cracked its bubble a bit. It was weird. The whole area is raining pure magics, and there's the crack in the sky that's connecting to the other creatures that the unborn one is supposedly about to scare off, but we don't trust that it's gonna work. And so far, Mordai's intuition has not been wrong.
Hey, Eshara, maybe we should grant him some boons too, just to help him fight this unborn one.
That could be interesting. What boon would you like? What are your preferences?
Allow me to strike with a non-physical method. That should be enough for me.
Before we go granting any boons, I just want to point out it might not be good for us to interfere with the dealings of other worlds.
Yes, well, I was thinking more in the line of granting him good dreams or ward off a nightmare.
You're pathetically weak, gods.
Well, we're not technically gods. We're just the most powerful things in this realm.
Don't underestimate the blessing of having a good night's rest.
I do not sleep.
Then we don't tend to mess around with the other realms themselves. We're currently working on our own.
Yes, we've got issues in our own realm that we must be sure to deal with.
If you say so, in that case, no need for a fucking boon. I don't sleep. No need to do anything to me nightmares or dreams. I would prefer not to have anything else crawl back into me head. Had enough of that.
There are several nightmares waiting in line, though, for when you close your eyes.
Aye, and I don't.
Do you have any plans for when you've slain the unborn one?
Nah. I don't make plans. I'll probably go forth and continue fighting. finding someone else to fight. That's all I'm good for. That's all I'm going to continue doing. Me and Greymane, as long as he's alive.
Alright, I believe that's all the time we have for today.
Can I have some more of this ale with me?
Of course, take it with you.
I do want to say, I do hope that you're able to defeat the unborn one.
We shall.
Right. Well, I believe we shall wrap up with that day. We will give you one last ale, and I hope you have a good awakening.
Aye, cheers.
Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. In case you wonder why the audio is a bit different for AFRM, I can tell you that I had some issues with my microphone. I managed to dip it in my cup of tea one too many times, so I had to re-record my own lines. I'm not a voice actor, but I think it sounds okay. The issue persisted into the next interview too, so it will sound a bit similar to this episode. I hope it won't be too distracting. Anyway, thank you once again, and we'll be back next Saturday. Have a good awakening.